Okay, so we'll start on Tekeb Sugyan Lamaches, Amar Aleph Mitzachim. Right, related to our Hogel question. Right, so, but really, first, it's better to just get the sheet of Rabbi Akiva straight, right? On Lamavav and well, look at these. He changed his mind, but basically, Lamavav and Beis. Okay, so let's take the first drasha there. It says, Yeah. Question is what you can use for the mitzvah of chilas matzah. So you might say you could use bikurim. Okay, how could a person use bikurim? So it means the kohen, right? The Yisrael brings the bikurim. Bikurim is like a form of a truma. It's like a type of a truma. There's a mitzvah of hava to the to Yerushalayim, but essentially it's a truma. So the kohen gets the bikurim. So maybe the kohen can take his bikurim and make a matzah out of it, right? It is, in a certain sense, it is. So Talmud Lomar b'chol moshe osechem tochlu matzos. Eat matzos in all of your communities. Matzah na'achelas b'chol moshavos yatzu bikurim she'ena na'achalin b'chol moshavos al bishulayim. Yeah. See, there can't be bikurim, because bikurim cannot be eaten everywhere. They have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Yochol shani motzi af ma'aser sheni. So you might think that what? I should also exclude ma'aser sheni. Why? What's ma'aser sheni? Rashi, ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Hovil v'eino nechal b'chol moshavos me'ata. Mishe vio l'Yerushalayim shuv eino yochol l'chalel lechol b'chutz. Yes, so what does he mean once it gets to Yerushalayim? What does he mean Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim? What about Ma'aser Sheni before it gets to Yerushalayim? You could be poda. So before you bring the Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim, it's not a kasha. Because that chitim could definitely be eaten anywhere. Because you could be poda. Right? That the Gemara doesn't have a problem with. That nobody had a problem with. Because that wheat, before you bring it to Yerushalayim, you could be poda. Right? The only question is, once you bring it to Yerushalayim, according to the Shita, that holds, once you bring it to Yerushalayim, mechita, then the mechita lichlo midrabanan. The mishe kaltu, mechita shuv eino nifte. Now, once it goes into Yerushalayim, that is no pidyon. Right? So you might think I should exclude Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Yeah. It's interesting, Rashi, even though it's only Midrabanan. But Talmud Lomar, B'chol Moshe Osecha, I'm sorry. Talmud Lomar, Matzos, Reba. Says a Reboy, Uma Re'isa L'Rabos Ma'aser Sheni L'Hotzi Bikurim. So now you have a Mir than a Reboy. Right, chol moshe osechem is a miyot, and matzah is a riboy. So how do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? So it says marba ani ma'aser sheni sheish lo hetah b'chol moshavos kid Rabbi Eliezer motzi ani bikurim she'ein lam hetah b'chol moshavos. So I'll be marbe ma'aser sheni because it does have a heter, according to Rabbi Elazar. And I'll exclude bikurim that does not have the heter of Rabbi Elazar. And what did Rabbi Elazar say? That ma'aser sheni shnitma is podnoso. Afilu b'Yerushalayim. Right? Dim nitma podnoso. V'ochlenoso b'chol makom. So even after it gets to Yerushalayim, if it becomes Tama, you can be poded and then eat it anywhere. So that's Rabbi Akiva. That what? That since my the Bikurim you can't be Yotzei Matzah with. Because Bikurim has no chance of Pidyon. And it must be in only in Yerushalayim. But Maaser Sheni, even after it went to even after it was brought to Yerushalayim, since it has a chance of Pidyon through, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it becomes Tamei, it can be Podit. Therefore, it's not, there's no soul of B'chol Moshe Osecha. Right? That's the background information. That's the background information. And what did Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi hold different, so totally different. Yeah, so what do you say about this point? What do you say about this point? B'chol Moshe Osecha. Should we say anything at this point, or are we, we're not ready for that? What do you say? Any preliminary ideas here? Yeah.
What's the question?
This idea that Maaser Sheni, based on Rabbi Elazar, is considered Ne'achol and B'chol Makom, is not possible from B'chol Moshe Osechem. Right. So what's that mean? That since it could be eaten, if it became Tomei, you could be poded and eat it anywhere. Therefore, right now, it has what? Has the shame of B'chol Moshe Osechem? What is that? Oh, the table. Right? No, even though in its present state, you can't. Right? Even though in its present state you can't, but you can't literally take this piece of matzah right now and eat it anywhere. Right? It would have to become tummy first, and you'd have to be poda. But that doesn't matter. As long as it's possible, that's called b'chol moshe osechem. Correct? So I'm just saying, do you want to say anything about that? Is there anything to say about that? Or that's just a fact?
Is that a
hoyle?
Huh? Is that a
hoyle? I don't know. So I'm asking you. Okay. All right, so let's go back to that. So now we jump to Lamed Ches. Right? Now Reish Lakish has a good question. He says like this. Mahu sheyetzi adam yidei chavaso bechala shel Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. You good, Fox? Let's make sure, huh? Okay, so let's make sure we're all on the same. We all got the facts before we go further. can we say anything about B'chol Moshe Osechem? The requirement of B'chol Moshe Osechem and how this is considered to fulfill that requirement. That's what I mean to say. When I'm asking, is there anything to say? But the facts, once again, are like this. There's a requirement that the matzah that you eat has to be roy to be eaten anywhere. Okay, you can't have matzah that can only be eaten in one place. Okay? Now, so therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, a Kohen who receives wheat as Bikurim, and makes a matzah out of it, can't use that to be yotzei his mitzvah of achilas matzah. Why? Because that matzah cannot be eaten anywhere but Yerushalayim. So that's not b'chol moshe osechem. That's not b'chol moshe osechem tochul matzos. Because you could not be yotzei, you could not take this matzah out of Yerushalayim and eat it. So it's disqualified because of the requirement of b'chol moshe osechem. Now, what about matzah made from Maaser Sheni that was brought to Yerushalayim? So what's the din of Maaser Sheni that's brought to Yerushalayim? You can't take it out, right? You can't take it out. It seems to be a question of it with Tosfos and Rashi, if it's the Deraisa or the Rabbanon, right? Rashi says Mid Rabbanon, and Tosfos on Lam Ches says it's Mid Deraisa.
You can't take it out?
Right. Because if it's only the Rabbanon, then what? Then it's automatically Moshavos. All right. Anyway, but it still has a possibility. Inam Kevin the Rabbanon is considered It's not considered Nechal B'chol Moshavos. But it's funny to say there's a... But I think he's talking about the Chala case. But anyway, it's still funny to say that there's a Riboy in the Torah because of a Drabanan case. But anyway... back to the facts. Sorry, Mayor. So, Maisa Sheni, you can't eat out of Yerushalayim. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Right? So the question is, can you be yotza your matzah, achilas matzah, on matzah made from chitim that were maaser sheni? Why you say it's the same thing as bikurim? So Rabbi Kiva says, since Rabbi Elazar holds, if the maaser sheni became tamei, then you could exchange it with money, right? You could be poed it with money, and that money you'd have to use to buy other maaser sheni. But the matzah that became tamei and you redeemed with the money can in fact be taken anywhere now. In other words, the kedusha of ma'aser sheni can be removed from the matzah if it becomes tamei, like a carbon that becomes tamei, it can be poda. So since the matzah that was ma'aser sheni, were it to become tamei, it could be converted back to chulin, right? So then, even though while it's ma'aser sheni and not tamei, you can still use it, and it'll be considered bekol moshvosechem. Why? Because there is a possible way of taking this. There is a possibility of this being eaten out of Yerushalayim. Even though the time you're eating it, even though at the moment you're eating it, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim, right? And the shame that it has of Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But that whole shame could become removed. It's possible for that shame to be removed ultimately. How? If the matzah becomes tamei and you're poda, then the shame ma'aser sheni is removed. Right? So then it just goes back to chulin, and then you can eat it anywhere. So therefore, what? Therefore, it's considered b'chol moshe v'sechem. Right? The bikurim that become tamei, you can't be poda them. They just have a din of truma. You have to whatever, burn them. Okay, one second. So just I don't know if we do the Rashi and Lama Vav and Bez. Ki Rabbi Eliezer, da'im nitma pod no sova ochel no sova b'chol makom. Right, that's Rabbi Eliezer. If the ma'aser sheni became tamei, you can be poda and eat it anywhere. Hilkach ki lo nitma nami v'lo nifte nafik bay. So too, if it didn't become tamei and you weren't podit, you could also be yotze, right? That's the logic of Rabbi Akiva. Since if it would become tamei, you could be podit and eat it anywhere. Therefore, even if it hasn't happened, you could be yotze. Okay, so what are you saying, Sammy?
So I'm saying that this ma'aser sheni is not. It's kind of the question of how intrinsic does this chalo shame become, such that it'll remove it from Moshpos.
Okay, so let's see. So I guess Reish Lakish had a question about what this din is, right?
The ma'aser sheni,
because he's trying to he's creating a test case, right? Reish Lakish is creating a test case over here. Okay, what's his case? Ready, Mayor? One more level of complexity now. What if I had this ma'aser sheni? I took ma'aser sheni, right? Brought it to Yerushalayim, and I made dough out of it in Yerushalayim, right? Now, I made so much dough that I'm chayv to take challah from the dough. So now I take challah from the dough that I made out of ma'aser sheni. Okay? And I give it to a kohen. Right? That kohen then goes ahead and makes a matzah out of it. Okay? So I have a matzah made out of challah that was taken from ma'aser sheni. Reish Lakish wants to know, can he be yotze achilas matzah on that piece of matzah? Okay. Why? Why did he want to know that? So he says like this. So he says like this. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Reish Lakish didn't ask. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds regular Maiser Sheni, you can't be Yotze Matzah on. Separate limud he has. Okay, there's a separate limud that Maiser Sheni is not fit for Matzah. So he's not going to ask, what about Maiser Sheni Chala? That's obvious. If Maiser Sheni, if the chulin of Maiser Sheni, meaning to say, what was left after the Chala, can't be used for matzah. Then the challah itself certainly is no different. So his only question was according to Rabbi Akiva, because up till now Rabbi Akiva really was talking about just the chulin of ma'aser sheni, a regular case of ma'aser sheni made into matzah, right? Ki ti boiloch aliba de Rabbi Akiva aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Reish Lakish's question was according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Bichulin hu dinafik. Why am I yotze matzah if it's regular ma'aser sheni matzah? Di mitmu yesh lehen heter b'moshavos. Because a regular ma'aser sheni matzah, if it became tamei, I could eat it outside of Yerushalayim with pigeon. Oval chala. But here's the catch. Chala. But what's the din of challah that becomes tameh? Separate din. Forget about ma'aser sheni. Just challah in general that becomes tameh. You burn it. Okay? So now it comes out that in order for me to have the heter of moshavos, in order for me to be yotze with the ma'aser sheni, it's because if it becomes tameh, I can eat it elsewhere. But if it's challah made from ma'aser sheni, if it becomes tamei, I have to burn it. So there is no eventuality that will allow me to eat this piece of matzah outside of Yerushalayim. If it was actual plain ma'aser sheni, so there is a factual possibility that I could actually be eating this outside of Yerushalayim. If it becomes tamei, and I'm poda. But since it's ma'aser sheni, challah, the challah side of it will not let me eat it out of Yerushalayim. Right? Because the only way to ever eat ma'aser sheni out of Yerushalayim is if it becomes tameh. But since it's challah, once it becomes tameh, I have to burn it. So if this matzah became tameh, it would have to be burnt. So in other words, the only way to eat ma'aser sheni out of Yerushalayim is if it becomes tameh. But since this is challah, I wouldn't be able to eat it out of Yerushalayim if it came tamei. Right? So therefore, lo nofik. Therefore, I won't be yotzei. That's one side of Reish Lakish's question. O Dilma, Amri on Hoil. Or do we say, since, if you never called it challah, and then it became tamei, you'll be mutter. So too here it's mutter. So reality or fantasy? That's your pick. Take your pick. What's the other side? Oh, Dilma Amrinan. This is bizarre. Ho il what? Ho il v'ilu lo koro l'ashem. Since if I hadn't called it challah, right, this matzah, let's say I would have taken the challah from a different part. I wouldn't have made the matzah out of this piece of the dough, wouldn't have been the challah. So if this piece of the dough would not have been the challah, if I never called this piece of dough challah, then this piece of dough just would have been ma'aser, right? And then if it was just ma'aser, I'd be able to eat it out of Yerushalayim if it became tamei. So therefore, there's no difference. How could you even say something like that? How could you even say something like that? Right? Okay, so see Rashi. So Rashi works on that. Let's see. So the first side is what? Kiti boy lech Rabbi Akiva, right? Lo dorish oni. He doesn't have the soul of lechem oni. Umiu heter b'moshavos boy, but he still needs it to be mutter outside of. He still needs it to be mutter everywhere. Kedemiyed le'el bikurim. Mehai taima. That's why bikurim are no good. Bikurim are no good because you need moshavos. So how does ma'aser sheni have the din of moshavos? because im nitma, like Rabbi Elazar. But since it happens to also be chala, it's l'sreifa azla, the truma tamea asur b'achila. Uba'oda, so you're not going to get it if it's tamea, you can't eat it because it's truma that's tamea. And before it's tamea, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Right? So, therefore, that's one side of the boy. That when it's edible because it's not tamei, that's when you have the when it's tamei you can't eat it, and when it's tar it has to be dafka in Yerushalayim. So you have no hechitimsa of moshavos. Oh Dilma, ho will you look harlo Hashem chala? So now we have our first taste of a strange hoel, right? This is a hoel in the past, right? If I hadn't done. So what does that mean? Ho'il v'il lo kor l'ashem chala islehet moshavos im nitma. If it would have become tamei, I would have had a heter moshavos v'nofik. Right, nofik means what? He'll be yotzei. Hashtanami lo poka toras matza mina. Here too, the laws of matzah are not removed from it. Mishum kriya shem chala. Just because I called it chala. Ta chala ba'alma lo nafka mechlal matzah. Because chala alone doesn't remove it from the category of matzah. Kidd nan mas nisen va kohanim b'chala. A kohen is allowed to eat matzah made from his chala. Ela halachuda mishum d'asur lei b'moshavos. Right, this one is special because of the isur of moshavos. This is the only reason, though, is this chala. What's the only reason why I would not be yotzei matzah on this chala? Not because of the shame chala. The shame chala has nothing to do with it. The only deficiency in this matzah is the ma'aser sheni element of it. The challah element has no is not milo amored in terms of moshavos. V'amrin and ho'il, so we will say ho'il v'nafik and biyotze. Yeah, so what do you say? What? Now, as Rashi is trying to move your concentration away from the idea of that this is working in terms of some. Alternate universe theory, right? It's not a many universe theory. He's trying to show you that there's a concept related to this idea, to this mechanism. There's the concept to this mechanism. What's the concept of this mechanism? It's not a mechanism. In other words, it's not saying, well, since I didn't have to do it, we can say it's like I didn't do it. That's ridiculous, right? He's trying to show you that this is going to work. This works. Why? Because he's showing you that there are two factors over here, right? There's the factor of. He's trying to show you why. He's saying because the shame chala itself doesn't really have a problem. He's saying the shame chala itself doesn't create a problem in terms of matzah. That's the way Rashi's trying to explain it. He's saying. It's true you happen to have called this piece of matzah challah, but in a certain analysis, that's irrelevant. You understand? That's what the ho'il... Rashi's trying to make the ho'il more like that, no? That's like not important whether I called it challah or not. Because challah doesn't have anything to do with matzah. In other words, if... I wanted to know the validity of a piece of matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. Challah would not be an inyan. Challah doesn't, in terms of the laws of matzah, challah does not have anything to do with whether I can be yotzei the mitzvah or not. Oh, but what? How could I say that? What if I'm not a kohen? What do you mean? Of course, challah is important. What if I'm not a kohen? I need to know if it's challah, otherwise I can't eat it. No.
It just doesn't remove the
Because it has nothing to do with matzah. That's just stama question. That's just a question of whether I can eat something or not. That doesn't have to do with the mitzvah's matzah. That has to do with its general. That has to do with a more general question: is it something I'm allowed to eat or not allowed to eat? Well, we want to know.
So is there matzah I'm allowed to eat or matzah I'm not allowed to eat?
What do you mean?
That question is already after it's matzah.
That's right. Well, or before. It's not relevant to the question of matzah. It could be a carrot that I want to know if I'm allowed to eat or not. Right? We're talking about, is there something in the din of matzah, in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, not the iser of achilas truma? You want to know, is there something in the mitzvah of achilas matzah that would prevent me from being yotze with this piece of matzah? So Maaser Sheni has something. Why? Because Maaser Sheni can only be in Yerushalayim. And there's a part of the mitzvah of matzah is that it has to be something that can be eaten anywhere. Right? So that's part of the mitzvah itself. Right? B'chol Moshe, that's part of the mitzvah itself. Of B'chol Moshe Seichem Tochlu Matzos. But the fact that it has to be edible, that's not a specific din in the mitzvah of matzah. That's just a general question of whether I'm going to be doing an isser over here or not. So Rashi's trying to explain that in terms of, you know, as a kohen can be yotzi with challah, it's no problem. In terms of, that's Reish Lakish's question. If I'm adding a factor, let's think it over. What do you guys say? Rashi's just giving you like a pointer over here, right? He's trying to show you, he's trying to direct your attention to the right point. What's the right point over here? Not the possibility that I didn't have to have done what I did. It's the fact that the shame of challah intrinsically is not a problem. No?
That's a kind of really thing.
But the question is ultimately, what's the ho'il still, right? I mean, that's the problem. What is the ho'il ultimately? What do you mean the ho'il? Ho'il, I didn't do something? What kind of ho'il is that? Well, look, see, Tosus is very interesting. See, Tosus, he says, Tame l'ri, e amrit ho'il, and can be kurim nami nechal, and b'chol moshu seichem, ho'il v'lo kari lo shem. In other words, if we can start pretending we didn't do things, right? If you could say, well, you didn't have to call a challah, so it's not a problem, so why can't I say, well, I didn't have to call these bikurim? It could have...
Maybe something at the end also.
What's that?
Like, you can bring it through, like, whole...
Right. That one he doesn't like. Right. So why don't you just say, ho v'lo kor l'shem? I can apply it to the bikurim. V'yesh lomar d'lo dummy. The shame bikurim eino nechal b'chol moshe seichem. What does it mean? The shame bikurim is not eaten everywhere. Meaning that which has the identity of bikurim, right? The din of bikurim, the identity of bikurim excludes achilos chutz mirushalayim. Okay. Aval hacha. Shame challah nechal b'chol moshe seichem, v'chein shame ma'aser lechudei nechal b'chol moshe seichem. Hilkach b'chalas ma'aser omer shapir ho'il, v'lo kari lo shame. Saying there's nothing in the shame of challah itself that prevents eating it everywhere. Right, the identity of challah is completely compatible with achila b'chol moshe seichem, and what? And ma'aser alone also is something that could be eaten everywhere in an eventuality of the ma'aser. With an eventuality of the ma'aser.
When you're put in, is it still ma'aser, or just the ma'aser has been mitzvah, or does it not have shame?
No, it doesn't have a din ma'aser anymore. But there's nothing in the shame of Meiser alone that excludes the possibility of this thing being eaten elsewhere. Hold on, slow down. Now he says like this. Va'od hiksha. E amrit ho will. Meister Shani nami necho b'chomosh v'sechem. Ho v'lo heilu v'shalayim v'maister chluk elker v'yelazer. These questions really go in tandem. I mean, you have to have both these questions. Now he has another question. He says, no one is arguing about Ho'il, right? This is not a machlokas about whether you say Ho'il or not. Okay? At least in the Maaser Sheni, right? The Maaser Sheni itself, let's put it this way. Now, what's the second one? It says, if you're going to say Ho'il, like on the second side, I'll take that back for a minute. In other words, take the second side, you're going to say Ho'il, right? So if you really say Ho'il like that, so then why can't you also say Ho'il by the Maaser Sheni without Rabbi Elazar? Let's say you could not be poed the Maaser Sheni. If you're going to say a Ho'il of I didn't do something, if you're going to say this kind of a Ho'il, well, I didn't have to do this, right? The Ho'il of Lo Karla Shame, the Ho'il on the past, in other words, the Ho'il on the past brings up two questions for Tosus. One is, why can't I apply it to Bikurim too? If you're going to start accepting alternate universe theories, so say, well, I didn't have to call this Bikurim either, right? So that's his first question. But his second question is, why can't I say by Maaser Sheni itself, I didn't have to bring it up to Yerushalayim yet? And if I didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, I definitely could be poded, right? In other words, why does Rabbi Akiva's basic din rely on Rabbi Elazar? In other words, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva only holds Maaser Sheni itself as good. Why? Because you could be poed to it if it becomes Tamei in Yerushalayim. Right? Correct? But if you couldn't be poed it once you bring it to Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't be able to be Yotzei b'kol mosh v'sechem. Then you wouldn't be able to be Yotzei matzah, right? But if we're accepting alternate possibilities, why can't you say, I didn't have to bring this stuff up to Yerushalayim? I could have been poed it before. Right? So it's true right now, I can't, but I didn't have to do it, I didn't have to do this. So if you're going to accept that kind of a ho'il that I didn't have to do something, then what do you need the fact that it could become actually, that it has to be, that it'll become tummy in the future and it'll be poed in the future? Just say in the past, I never had to have locked this into Maaser. Right? So what's his answer over there? He says, no. D'i lav mishum d'Rabbi Elazar lo chashev shame Maaser Sheni ne'echa b'chol mosho sechem. He's very, very, Tosus and Rashi are concentrating on this idea of shame, right? This idea of shame. Shame now becomes the key factor. Rashi calls it the Toras Matzah, right, and the shame Chala. Tosus is also saying, this has to do with the shame Maaser Sheni. That what? If it wasn't for Rabbi Elazar, I wouldn't be able to say that the shame Maaser Sheni is Necha B'chol Mosho Seichem. Right? Just like I wouldn't say I didn't have to call it Maaser at all. What is going on over here? So what is going on over here? So what does that mean? Let's just take the second question. What do you say about the second question? What does Rabbi Elazar adding that you wouldn't have had without him that allows Rabbi Akiva to include this in the Kol Moshe Seichem? Now his argument is, what's the difference between saying that I can eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim because I could be poed it and eat it out of Yerushalayim, That's why it's considered geroy for matzah. What's the difference saying that and saying, I didn't have to bring this up. I actually didn't even have to call it Maaser Sheni. Right? That ho'il would not be sufficient to allow you to eat the Maaser Sheni, to be yotzei the matzah from Maaser Sheni. And so it says, but why? They're both ho'ils. In other words, they're both ho'ils that would result in this matzah being eaten out of Yerushalayim. One ho, the ho'il that Rabbi Akiva relies on or insists upon or needs to be effective is the ho'il of what? Which ho'il does Rabbi Akiva need? The future, the one that says that even though I brought it into Yerushalayim, I could still, after this, eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That's the ho'il that he needs. But Tosa's question is, if we're admitting the possibility of ho'ils in the past, right, like ho'il v'lo kar lo shem chala, why would Rabbi Akiva need the ho'il of the pigeon in the future to eat the matzah plain Maaser Sheni? Just like I'm going to say, ho'ol v'lo kar lo shem chala makes it roy outside of Yerushalayim. What if I didn't hold from Rabbi Lezer? Let's say I hold Maaser Sheni could never be redeemed. Just like the chala can never be redeemed, right? Why can't I say you can eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim as matzah because I didn't have to bring it in the first place? If Reish Lakish thought that had that Havamina by Challah, that would be good. Then it should have also been good by Maaser Sheni, not according to Rabbi Elazar. In other words, once you're going to open the door for Ho'ils in the past, why is it limited to the Challah case? That's the problem. Why can't you apply it directly to Maaser Sheni? And if you apply it directly to Maaser Sheni, then why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Akiva only holds his mutter because he holds like Rabbi Elazar? Even without Rabbi Elazar, it should be good. So what is his answer? Go ahead.
The Shem Maaser itself, it does lend itself to matzah, as opposed to if it wasn't matzah. You're saying if it wasn't matzah Sheni, then you would be able to have matzah.
So Tos is saying, if I was poded before I got to Yerushalayim, or if I never called it Meiser at all, it's different than if it's Meiser in Yerushalayim and I'm poded after it becomes Tame. Why? Go ahead, Johnny, explain further.
Because if you're saying, if I didn't make this Meiser Sheni, then you're saying if making Meiser Sheni would be a problem for matzah.
Exactly.
But we don't want to say that. We want to say that Meiser Sheni itself.
Exactly. Now, we need the shame Maaser Sheni itself to be compatible with the eventuality of Mechol Moshe Osechem. Or, to put it into Rashi's language, we need to say that the chalos shame of Maaser Sheni itself, right, is what? Is not mafkia from the din of Kol Moshe Osechem. Right? That you can only say if I can tell you even after something is Maaser Sheni, it still is not completely mufka from Kol Moshe Osechem. We're not ready for that. We're not ready for that. We're just clawing our way out of this pit, step by step. Right? In other words, Tosus is saying that if you're looking, that what did Rabbi Akiva need before the complication? But what did he need over there? The ho'il in the past would not have helped him. Ho'il in the past would not have helped him. We have to see why it might help by the challah. We're not really sure about why it might help by the challah. But we have to have a clearer idea of the difference between the ho'il in the past and the ho'il in the future. That's what we need. That's what we're struggling with, right? So Tos is giving a little glimpse over here in the end. He's saying, a hoel in the past doesn't tell you anything about the identity of this, doesn't tell you anything about this shame itself. Right? In other words, you can't say that the shame of Meiser, Shani, is Shaykh to call Moshe Rosechem, because if I didn't call something Meiser Shani, I could have eaten it anywhere. Right? That doesn't tell you anything about the shame of Meiser Shani being compatible with Kol Moshe Rosechem. That's just saying, if I didn't call something, if I didn't give it a shame that's incompatible with Kol Moshe Rosechem, it would have been compatible. That doesn't make the shame itself compatible, right? Correct? Okay. Right, it's like saying if a woman didn't marry this man, she could have married another man. That doesn't mean that while she's married to this guy, she's some way shaykh to the other guy. Right? Yeah, it's just if she wouldn't have done this, she would have had opportunities. But this is something that closes it down. So that kind of a ho-wheel is not going to help you over here. If you want to know what Rabbi Akiva was looking for was a proof that even with the shame of Meiser Shani, that doesn't remove it completely from its admissibility, from its possibility of Kol Moshe Rosechem. Correct? And a ho'il on the past doesn't inform you anything about the shame Meiser Shani. That's what Tosa says. Right? Right? Only with Rabbi Elazar do we see the shame Meiser Shani. And that's exactly what Rashi's saying. Right? That's exactly what Rashi says. That he says, he says that when you're talking about the im nitma v'nofik, meaning Meiser Shani, im nitma v'nofik, I would have been yotze. Hashtanami, since by the Meiser Shani matzah, if it in fact becomes tamei, right? He just skips the step of being poda. Then I would have been poded and I would have been yotze with the Meiser Shani, with this very piece of matzah. Something can happen to it in the future that would allow me to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Hashtanami, what? Lo poka toras matzah mino. Well, this Rashi is a little bit going into the chalapot. But the point is that it's not considered, you're not considered to be mafkia, the shame of matzah. Why? Because the shame matzah is something that can be eaten b'chol moshe rosechem. That's the shame matzah. Part of the shame matzah is b'chol moshe rosechem tochlu matzos. So now the question is, I have something that is Meiser Shani. Does that mean that the shame matzah is removed because of the identity of Meiser Shani? So with Rabbi Elazar, we say no. Since this very matzah, even with the shame, even since this very piece of matzah, even with the shame of Meiser Shani, could still be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, right? Then we don't say it's a mafkia of the shame matzah. Matzah mitzvah. Okay, but Reish Lakish was not sure why. Reish Lakish was not sure exactly why. So let's just put it descriptively. Is it because you could actually still eat it outside of Yerushalayim? In which case, what? Challah would be no good. Or is it simply the identity itself is not mufka from mafkiyat from matzah. We'll have to be descriptive on the second half.
The whole just shows that.
And then, if the shame of Maaser Sheni is not a hafkor of the shame matzah, then adding another shame that's not the hafkor of matzah is not going to make a difference. That's his question. We've got to think it through. But that's his question. In other words, when Rabbi Akiva said that the Maaser Sheni that you make into matzah is good because it could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, did he mean because you could really eat it outside of Yerushalayim? The actual, in actuality, on this piece of matzah, I could actually eat this very piece of matzah outside of Yerushalayim? If that were the case, if it also was challah, I wouldn't be able to say that. Or is it because, in theory, the identity of Maaser Sheni does not remove the shame matzah? Therefore, on any piece of matzah that is Maaser Sheni, it's just considered matzah. There's no afkos shame matzah, it's just general matzah. And now even if it's challah, it's just matzah that's challah, but there's no problem with matzah that's challah. It's just like adding two things that neither one has an effect.
It's dumbing down the case. It's not Maaser Sheni, that's matzah, challah, that's matzah. It's Maaser Sheni, that's challah, that's matzah.
All right, so we need to work on it a little bit. But... And the question is, what do you need the ho'il for, though? Also, right? What do you need that second ho'il for? Second ho'il does sound like you do need to actually... why do they have to call it a ho'il? Right? What's the need of calling it a ho'il? Just say, according to what I'm saying, what do you need the ho'il for? Just say it's two things and neither one is a problem. Why do you need that ho'il? Right? So Danny's right. We're oversimplifying it a little bit. This is before the Ikedami that says this is all baby stuff. This was baby stuff. This was obviously not a problem. The real problem was the stuff you bought with the money from Maaser Sheni. Right. But you see how Rashi goes to lengths to explain the ho'il? It's not a ho'il to go back in time. It's a ho'il, isn't it? It's a ho'il of saying that the kriya shem chala is not a factor. Isn't that the way Rashi reads? No, it's since if it wasn't called chala, it would have been okay, meaning just in terms of Maaser Sheni, it would have been fine, because the Maaser Sheni element could still have been eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Hashtanami, that lamaisa, it can't be out of Yerushalayim, it's still lo pakatoras matzimine, just because you called it chala. Chala itself, in other words, the ho'il is saying what? What's the ho'il really telling you? The ho'il is really telling you to analyze it in stages, no? Right. The ho'il is telling you look at it in two ways. Look at it in even though it's like Danny says it is Maaser Sheni that's challah, but the ho'il is allowing you to analyze the Maaser Sheni element of it and see there's no problem of Moshavos, and then the challah element and saying there's no problem of Moshavos.
Yeah, it depends how you're looking at the ho'il. So if you're looking at the ho'il in that it's just considering possibilities of reality, then in the case where it has both of them, the challah and the Maaser Sheni, then the possibilities of it result in just burning it.
That's right.
Right? But if you're going to consider the ho'il as working as how to define the shemos, then there's no concern for practicality.
No, look at the end of Rashi. Look at the end of Rashi. You guys got to work on this Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. What is Rashi is really trying to lead you through this problem over here, right? He says like this. Oh, Dilma, ho will be lo kar le shem chala isla hetta b'moshavos im nitma. Right? If it became tameh, if it were never called chala and it was just ma'aser sheni, I wouldn't have a problem moshavos if it became tameh and I would be yotzei. Right? Hashtonami, so now too, that it's chala, lo poka toras matza mina, mishum kriyas shem chala. So now too, just because of the kriyas shem chala, it's not going to remove toras matza from it. Why? That's not so simple. Now it has no heter moshavos. The hachala ba'amo lo nafka miklal matza. The shem chala itself never removes something from matzah. As a shem on its own, it's not effective on matzah. Kidna masnisin v'akana v'chala. Right? Elaha lechuda mishum da asura lei b'moshavos. Va'amrinan ho'il v'nafik. What is that last phrase? What is that last phrase? That's the phrase that's hard in Rashi. What is that? What does that mean? And what is it telling you? What is it telling you to do? He's trying to show you what the Ho'il is doing, right? He's trying to work out what is this Ho'il? How does this Ho'il work? He's trying to explain how the Ho'il is working. You can't just say simply, well, mice is not a problem, chal is not a problem, so together they're not a problem. That's oversimplifying matters. Many times you have two things that are not a problem, but are a problem together. Right? You can't say, well, if I just had, the heat without the wood, I wouldn't have a fire. So, right, if you just had basar, it wouldn't be a problem. So it can't be that basar and chal are a problem. It sounds to me like his question is, can you ignore the challah when you're analyzing the Ma'aser Sheni? Right? No, he's saying, since the Ma'aser Sheni alone was not be a problem, right? Since the Ma'aser Sheni alone is not a problem, because it could be eaten outside, and challah is also not an inyan of matzah. Okay, why do I care about challah here? I only care about challah not because challah has anything to do with matzah. I only care about challah because of this strange coincidence with Ma'aser Sheni. But if I want to analyze the din matzah in it, that's Reish Lakish's question. When I want to analyze the din matzah of this kikar, can I say that I can ignore anything that intrinsically has nothing to do with the shame matzah itself? In other words, we can be a little more. We can have the question in a little more sophisticated. Even the first side, a little more sophisticated. The question is like this, but still leaving ourselves some time to refine it. The question is like this. In order to be yotzei with the matzah, right, it has to have a heter kol moshav seichem. It has to have a heter kol moshav seichem. In terms of Ma'aser Sheni, we have a heter kol moshav seichem. It has a heter kol moshav seichem. Okay. But Maiser Sheni and Maiser Sheni, that is Chala LeMaisa, has no Hetek Kol Moshav Sechem. Right? But I'm not analyzing this in terms of just Stam, what can I do with this? That's not my question. My question is not Stam taking an inventory of the possibilities of this piece of this kikar. If I just were cataloging the possibilities of this kikar, it would be obvious I would have to conclude that it has no heter of Moshe Rosechem. That's the reality. The reality has no heter Moshe Rosechem. But the question is, in terms of the din of its of matzah sheba, okay, the din matzah shel ba will remain intact as long as there's no hafka'a of kol moshe sechem in the shem matzah. Okay? Just bear with me for a moment. So what Rish Lakish's question is like this. It's a halachic din. It's a question of the halachic shame. It's a question of the halachic shame. Okay? Can I say that when I'm analyzing the shame matzah of this kikar, the din chefza shel mitzvahs matzah, and the psulim in terms of chefza shel mitzvahs matzah, is it? Can I say that I will only analyze? Can I say that I will only look in terms of the factors first that have to do intrinsically with the dinim of matzah? In other words, let's put it this way. There's the hechsher matzah, there's the hechsher of matzah, and that's kol moshe sechem. Now there are factors that will postulate from kol moshe sechem. Right? But when I'm analyzing the heter and the psul of kol moshe, the hechsher and the psul of kol moshe seichem, do I look at it lemaisa, the first way he has? This kikar, this particular kikar, has a deadly combination with regard to kol moshe seichem, right? Lemaisa. Or can I say, since my analysis is the heter of is matzah's mitzvah, right? I only and challah as a shame has nothing to do with the shame of matzah. Intrinsically, the shame challah has nothing to do. It's like a neutral with regard to matzah, right? So now, when I'm analyzing the shamos, when I'm analyzing this in terms of its shame matzah, I'll only take into account the identities that intrinsically have something to do with the shame matzah. And since challah has nothing to do with the shame matzah, when I want to know its status of kol moshe sechem, I don't take into account the challah element of it. You still need the hoil. Now, it's since there's no relevance. Now, if I say to you like this, let's say I had a kikar, and I say I want to know if this is okay for matzah. What are the things I would need to investigate? Shame challah? No, it's not an issue. Just on its own, just as a shame. What shamos are relevant to the analysis of the matzah shel mitzvah? The shame challah is not relevant to the analysis as a shame, as an identity. It doesn't remove from the identity of matzah. Listen, you have to be very. You have to understand. I have to think about this more deeply, but you have to understand what the question of it. In other words, we're talking in the realm of possibilities, right? The shame of matzah means a piece of lechem, that is a piece of unleavened bread, right, that has certain capacity to be eaten anywhere. Just like an esrog is the fruit of a certain tree, right? Meaning that's a characteristic. There's a certain quality of it. There's a certain quality to the shame of matzah. One of the qualities of the shame of matzah is its portability, right? But that's an identity of it. That's part of its identity. It's part of what it is. So the shame as an identity, there are certain identities that are counter to it. Any identity that intrinsically is going to limit its portability is a shame that's connected the shame matzah. Right? It was in terms of shamos. So the shame bikurim is a shame that intrinsically anchors an achila to a place. The shame of bikurim intrinsically anchors a cheftza to a makom. Once the shame bikurim is chal, all of this thing's achila must be here. Okay? So in terms of compatibility, conceptual compatibility, shame matzah shel mitzvah and shame bikurim are contradictory. Right? In terms of the realm of identity, in terms of the concepts, they're antithetical concepts. Right? Now, in terms of matzah and challah, they're saying challah as an identity has nothing to do with the identity of matzah. It's just another flavor of matzah. There's nothing to do with matzah at all. It has nothing to do with the shame of its, with any of its, with any of its requirements. It doesn't limit its portability. It doesn't have anything to do with being unleavened bread, right? There's nothing incompatible with matzah and challah. But Maaser Sheni is a question. Because while it's Maaser Sheni, it can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, but it has the possibility, according to Rav Elazar, to be poda. So now he's saying like this. He's saying, but when I have a Maaser Sheni that's a challah, so what happens? The challah, l'maisa, removes the heter pidyon of the Maaser Sheni. Right? It was the Maaser Sheni was good. Why? Because I had a certain analysis. I said, in the immediate, it makes it limited to Yerushalayim. But ultimately, it's not really an intrinsic localization of the achila of this lechem. Because even after the Shem Maaser Sheni, it's still possible that this very piece of bread could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So we say, therefore, the shame of Maaser Sheni is not intrinsically a limitation in the achilas, in the portability of this bread's achila. Right? But why? Because the way out is if it becomes tameh. But now with challah, I've removed the way out of Maaser Sheni. Right, challah removes the escape hatch of Maaser Sheni. Right, sealed it up. It sealed it up. So that's Reish Lakish's question. Does that mean now I have to look at the Maaser Sheni identity combined with challah? Does that mean I have to look at the Maaser Sheni identity now as a new kind of a Maaser Sheni? It's like a Maaser Sheni with no pidyon. Right? Now that it's Maaser Sheni and challah, does that force me now to look at it like a new Maaser Sheni? Right? And then I would say, well, the shame of a Maaser Sheni challah is incompatible with matzah. Right? Or can I say, since the challah intrinsically has nothing to do with the inyan of kol moshvoseichem, it doesn't join with the lechem, with the Maaser Sheni, in the to be a new shame keneged matzah. Since it's outside of the inyan of moshavos completely, has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with the identity of matzah, then it doesn't become part of the analysis of whether Maaser Sheni is roi for matzah. We're only going to include in the question of Maaser Sheni and matzah things that are shayach to the shame matzah. It would simply be like if somebody had a gun to your head and said, "Don't take this matzah out of Yerushalayim." That doesn't change the quality of this matzah as not being portable. He's saying it in terms of the shemos, you have to analyze it. And since the shame challah has nothing to do with the inyan, it still has the identity of Maaser Sheni, is still an entity that doesn't remove it from challah, from matzah. The fact that there's something that Maaser Sheni will throw me into, the fact that the escape of Maaser Sheni will throw me into a secondary problem of challah, that doesn't join in terms of a new shame that's keneged matzah.
Well, challah is not if it was like bikurim, then it would be.
Bikurim would be on its own.
No, I understand. I'm saying, let's say if you had some weird case that was Maaser Sheni, you get the problem.
He's saying nothing can be, you can't put things together like this.
So if challah was a problem on its own, it would still be good? It's only...
See, that's what Tosa says. Why isn't it like Bikurim? Right? He says, the little dummy. The shame Bikurim ain't nechal b'chol moshu seichem. Right? Aval hocha, shame chal nechal b'chol moshu seichem. B'chein shame maisa l'chudi nechal b'chol moshu seichem. Hilkach b'chalas maisa amr shaper ho'wil. See, that's the ho'wil. Since each identity on its own has nothing to do with the shame of matzah, so Hoel is telling you, when we're viewing it, we view it one at a time. That's what it's telling you. You don't view it like a new shame that's connected to the shame matzah.
So it's not saying really if I didn't take this as challah, I'm saying if this was just Maaser Sheni.
That's right. It's saying if it was just Maaser Sheni, it wouldn't have a problem. And if it was just challah, it wouldn't have a problem. So I don't look at it like a Maaser Sheni challah. That's all it's saying. It's not saying it's good because... It's not saying it's good because I could really be eating it not as challah. It's saying it's good because the kriya shem challah it's good because the two factors themselves are nothing. They don't combine into one super factor. They don't combine into one super shame. Let's think it over. That's right. Now, it was the first way, according to this first way of looking at it, he wanted to know that is there, as he was saying, the reason why the Maaser Sheni challah, the Maaser Sheni is still good, is because you start out with, the chitim you start out with, have an absolute heter moshu seichem, right? The shame Maaser Sheni leaves you with the conditional moshu seichem, and adding challah removes that condition. Now it's sort of like starting out with the that the chitim that you start out with have total, because before you were carrying Maaser Sheni on them, they were just chitim, right? So you're starting out with a full shame moshu seichem, and then you're incrementally destroying it, right? That was the first way of looking at it. That it has to be in the chitim, a shame maaser, in the chitim itself has to be a quality of moshu seichem, right? You're knocking it away, and you can knock it away in pieces. The second way of looking at it is it's not a question in the chitim, it's a question in the shame matzah would be that there's a hafkor, that you can't have another, a shame that's mafkia, the shame matzah. But that is not something that you can build up as an increment, because it's not there is no shame maaser sheni challah. That's not a shame. You understand? Is it in the realm of the chita, the actuality of the chitim, or is it a separate din in the shemos? We have to think this through a little more carefully. But you hear what I'm saying? I'm not sure if that's what you're saying. You're saying building up. I'm not sure what you're saying about building up.
I mean, the reason why you're looking at these.
See, it's not a question of whether you say Hoel. Reish Lakish's boy was not, do I say Hoel? His question was, what is the problem, or what is the saving grace of the fact that I can be Poda Maisa Sheni? Is it that it leaves me with a Hechi Timsa of eating this outside of Yishlaim? And therefore, the Kriya Shem Maisa Sheni doesn't remove Moshe Seichem completely. But then, Chala would finish it off. I couldn't say Hoel then. That's not a Hoel side. Or is what's good about Maisa Sheni is that as a shame, it's not completely Mafkia Matzah. And the only thing that's going to destroy the Cheftza Shel Mitzvahs Matzah is another shame that's completely Keneged Matzah. So then I can say it's true, this one in combination is, but since they're not intrinsically bound together, it's just because I happen to be Kori Chala on this, then I don't treat it like a super Chala shame. Hoel is just telling you why it's okay, because since it's in the realm of Shemos, well, I didn't have to call this Chala, did I? Oh, so you see, it's Chala Maisha Sheni identity is not intrinsic. Once it's not intrinsic, then there's no individual shame that's mafkia matzah. It's quantum versus continuum. Right?
Are you saying it's a question in how Hoel works?
What's that?
You're saying it's a question in what Hoel's doing, how it works?
No, it's not a question of that at all. Everybody agrees Hoel works in terms, Hoel is just an expression of the idea that the shemos are not one.
But what do you consider?
What is the problem? What is the solution? Why is Maisa Sheni still good, even though Lamaisa I can't eat it right now in Yerushalayim? Is it because Lamaisa I could eat it in a certain circumstance, or is it since Lamaisa I could eat it in a certain circumstance that shows you something about the shame Maisa Sheni that's not Mafkia the shame Matzah? If that's the case, Then adding another shame of challah is not going to do anything either.
What the problem is,
exactly. That's what Tosfos is trying to show you. That even the second side of Reish Lakish that admits to the Hoel is not saying maybe we hold from Hoels. Because he's saying if you're going to go that route, then why don't you apply more Hoels? He's not offering new Hoels in his second side. He's not opening up the door to Hoel in a qualitative sense, saying, do we go strict or do we imagine? Oh, if we imagine, why can't we imagine a lot of things? He's just trying to show you the expression of Hoel is just expressing, is it a problem in reality or is it a problem in Shemos? Now the other Hoels that Tosfos mentions don't have anything to do with Shemos. That's why even according to the second side, it wouldn't help.
Now by the second side, is it true?